Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton. And we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Do you believe that if you just try harder, you can get a whole lot better results? Know that answer for yourself before we go into this episode on the mental faculty of reason. Again, if you try harder, do you believe you can get better and better results? And then listen to the story. It's a true story. I'm sitting in a quiet room at the Millcroft Inn, a peaceful little place hidden back among the pine trees about an hour out of Toronto. It's just past noon, late July, and I'm listening to the desperate sounds of a life or death struggle going on just a few feet away. There's a small fly burning out the last of its short life's energy in a futile attempt to fly through the glass of the window pane. The whining wings tell the poignant story of the fly's strategy, try harder. But it's not working. The frenzied effort offers no hope for survival. Ironically, the struggle is part of the trap. It is impossible for the fly to try hard enough to succeed at breaking through the glass. Nevertheless, this little insect has staked its life on reaching its goal through raw effort and determination. This fly is doomed. It will die there on the windowsill. Across the room, 10 steps away, the door is open. 10 seconds of flying time in this small creature could reach the outside world it seeks. With only a fraction of the effort now being wasted, it could be free of its self-imposed trap. The breakthrough possibility is there. It would be so easy. Why doesn't the fly try another approach? Something dramatically different. How did it get so locked in on the idea that this particular route and determined effort offer the most promise for success? What logic is there in continuing until death to seek a breakthrough with, quote unquote, more of the same? No doubt this approach makes sense to the fly. Regrettably, it's an idea that will kill. Trying harder isn't necessarily the solution to achieving more. It may not offer any real promise for getting what you want out of life. Sometimes, in fact, it's a big part of the problem. If you stake your hopes for a breakthrough on trying harder than ever, you may kill your chances for success. And that story comes from Price Pritchett, the author of this book titled U Squared. And I begin that story because I really believe that reason is another mental faculty that is often misunderstood, that we think the reason is just, it has to be logical and has to make sense. But a lot of times the things that we think make sense, in other words, try harder is one example, actually are killing our chances for success, as Price Pritchett says. So we're definitely going to dive deeper into that in this episode.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting about that concept is that I think we have to get under the hood and talk about what kind of logic we're following in the first place. Yes. To like use that reason. I think it was a Jim Carrey quote where he was saying that a lot of people, something about disguise as practicality, like they choose
fear. Do you know fear disguises practicality.
Yeah. Because like logically, like someone could think and they can reason it through like, oh, you know, me quitting my job and going back to school, like that's not logical. But really what's underneath that is fear.
Yep.
Because they don't believe that it's possible for them to do something like that. They've reasoned it out using their humanness that no, I can't do that. But if you can reason it out and say, you know, how, ask a different question, be like, how can I actually do this? Like, how can this be possible rather than just completely shutting it down? Like, I feel like you kind of take a step up and you access the spiritual reason where it's like, okay, like, let me start rearranging things and see how I can do it versus talking myself out of it.
Yeah. I think you really bring up a great point that any mental faculty can be used in a positive or negative light. We talked about that in terms of memory. I believe how we can remember terrible times in our life, like things that bad that happen and like mull it over. And then that causes an emotion to keep us stuck, but, or we could use memory to remember the good moments in life. Same thing with imagination. We can imagine everything working out and our dreams coming true, or we can imagine the worst possible scenario. It's the same mental faculty, but it's just used in a different way. And so reason is no different. And at least my words for the difference between these two types of reason is ordinary reason, which I'm glad that you brought that up. It's something I actually didn't even think about when we were beginning this episode, that ordinary reason is often based in fear. But then the other point of reason, you called it spiritual reason, which I kind of like. The term that I've learned from our mentor, Mary Morrissey, as well as Bob Proctor, who's one of Mary's mastermind partners and a world teacher himself, they call it extraordinary reason, or in other words, right reason. That's high aligned with your higher self, really, or spiritual nature. So yeah, I think there's definitely both, like there's these two different types, but it's still the same functioning of our reason.
Yeah, and I think that one of the key things here too is, and this goes for all of the mental faculties that we've talked about, is the awareness of how to use it for good, like how to use the spiritual side of the specific mental faculty that we're talking about. And so the awareness comes by listening and hearing a different perspective than what you might have thought, you know, was the only perspective before.
Yeah.
And Mary tells a story, and this is kind of what I think about it as, of her like little niece talking about addition, multiplication, and then how you square things.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like 5 + 5 = 10. But did you know? Yeah. But did you know you can also get 25 from 2 5s? And it's like, you're using the same substance, but when you have a different awareness about how they can be combined or how they can be used, you can get to an expanded result by using the same basic principles.
Exactly.
I feel like that's what, you know, or at least we're trying to do by bringing awareness and bringing attention to these new ways and different ways that you can use these mental faculties that honestly we're all using on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we should definitely talk about in our recap episode. So for y'all to just know, like, so this is the fifth mental faculty on reason. There's one more episode coming out, is the sixth mental faculty is perception. And then our episode after that, we're going to do a recap of all six and, you know, how we can apply these into our lives. Like, you know, examples of like how it could all work together. And I think, yeah, what you shared there as an example is like moving from addition to multiplication to then squaring something. It's the same. You're still using the law of mathematics, just like using the laws of life to build a life that you love or to build a life that you feel limited by. And go figure, the book that I was reading from is literally called You Squared. Like, you're squaring your potential, yourself. So it's not like, you know, adding to yourself or even multiplying yourself, but you're squaring yourself. So it's, you're accessing more of your potential. And so anything else you want to say? Cause I want to dive into what I mean by extraordinary reason before.
Well, yeah, I was actually going to ask you a question about like bringing someone through an example.
Yeah.
Of what it means to use extraordinary reason.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I was thinking about this, like what can I use an example? I want to use my own life as an example. Because I've lived it and I know it and I've experienced it. I am me. And so, as I mentioned, the difference between there's ordinary reason and extraordinary reason. Most people only use their reason in an ordinary way, in a way like where it's based in fear most often. Like you said, it's like, oh, I shouldn't quit my job because what if things don't work out? What if I fail? What, like, I don't have the knowledge or the know-how or anything like that. That's reason that's based on conditions and the current facts of your reality. Extraordinary reason is tapped into the infinite spiritual realm where your imagination can tap into and discover new realities that you want to create. Because as we talked about in the imagination episode, is that everything is created twice. So what you can imagine can be real. And that's how you start to tap into an extraordinary reason, is you start to make logic of that. Is that if I can imagine it, if I could see it with my mind, with my mind's eye, then it can be my reality. You may not know how, and that's what makes it a dream. Is you have no idea how it's going to happen, but you would love it. Mm-hmm. And so by taking reason in that way, it's extraordinary because you're not looking to your conditions or the facts of your life to determine what you would love or what you can create. And so the example I have in my life very quickly is almost three years ago now, it's coming up on 3 years, I decided to start a life coaching business. I was 24. I had never started a business in my entire life, and I had very little savings to go off of. And so I, in ordinary reason, logic would say, wait, don't start the business yet. Get more experience. You don't know what you're doing. And on top of that, I also moved across the country. I moved from New York to Colorado, literally 2 months after, 3 months after I started my business. And so all this logic was saying, you know, this is not the right time. This is not logical, or it's not prudent of you. But I felt guided to do so. And it wasn't impulsive either. I had really thought into it. It's like, I would love this. And I got trained by the Life Mastery Institute, which is now called the Brave Thinking Institute, which is Mary Morrissey's life coach training company. And so I got trained by a world-class coach. And so I was prepared. It wasn't like I just jumped off the cliff and had nothing underneath, you know, behind me, but it still was a leap of faith. I had never started a business before. I was young and starting my business as a life coach. A part of me was thinking like, and the fear was speaking to me, is who the heck is going to listen to you? But I'm glad I didn't listen to those fears and didn't work with my ordinary reason. And I tapped into the extraordinary reason and just remembered that if I can imagine it, it can be real. Mm-hmm. I set a plan for myself moving forward. And now, almost 3 years later, my business is successful. I've coached over 50 clients. Actually, it's probably more than that now. Kind of lost count. And I've been serving people all around the world. And I absolutely love that what I do. But I promise you, I would not be here today if I didn't use the extraordinary reason to logic out in a way, more kind of like logic, where it's like, it's where you're tapping into the spiritual realm, is that if I can imagine it, it can be real. And yeah, if you got to feel it. It can't just be something like a fantasy or a wish or a hope. It's something where you can imagine it, you can see yourself doing it, and then living it. And we talk a lot about that in the mental faculty of imagination. So if that sounds like a new concept to you, of like living your dream and imagining as if it's real, and then feeling what that feels like. We also talk about that in memory, the mental faculty of memory. Then go listen to those episodes, because we talk a lot more about that. But again, the main point, what I'm pointing out here, is that the logic that I was using was extraordinary logic. It wasn't based in conditions or facts. It was based in what I would love. So that's just my example.
Yeah, and I think people use this mental faculty probably almost all the time, like on a daily basis, because it's like this mental faculty of reason, kind of it's like the status quo of your life. Like what's the word I'm looking for? It'll reinforce the status quo of your life. Like if you keep using it, like if you're like, oh, you know, I can't travel there because of this, or I can't travel there because of this, because like whenever you hear yourself using the word because, like you're about to use a reason to justify why you're in a specific place.
Yeah.
And so, and honestly, like that'll probably feel good if you're not thinking expansively, because you know, if you want to stay in your comfort zone, you want to stay safe, you're going to use your mental faculty of reason in a way to keep you in that safe space.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, when they're attempting to use this mental faculty, the spiritual side of it, got to understand that it might feel a little bit uncomfortable, because you're going to have to reason your way out of your current conditions and your current life into something that's more expansive.
Mm.
So that's like the switch there.
Yeah.
So, and it's easy to use this mental faculty of reason in a ordinary way, because like I said, it shows you the status quo of your life, and it keeps you in a place that's safe. It's nice. Yep. It's like, oh, this is, you know, this is easy. Like I can't travel there because I don't have the money. Like boom, like you don't have to think about it anymore. When you want to move to that next step, it's like, okay, how can I possibly make this money? Like, what can I think of that's different? And it moves you into that different plane where you start asking different questions and you start using different logic.
Yep.
It's like the Henry David Thoreau quote about like you start living with a license of a higher order of being. Like you think about different things.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. And I actually want to share the beginning of that quote, because it's really important with what we're talking about in it with the extraordinary reason. And I'll tie it back to what you shared about the end of that quote, is living with a higher order of beings, a license of a higher order of beings. The beginning of that quote says that if one advances confidently in the direction of their dreams, endeavoring to live the life they have imagined, then one passes an invisible boundary and meets with a success that is unexpected in common hours. Now, that's a whole code. And literally in my coaching, I spend a whole coaching call on breaking all that down. Mm-hmm. But in the context of reason, notice what he's saying is that if you endeavor to live the life you've imagined, like you're doing something, you're asking, what can I do with what I have to live the life that I've imagined? And that's reasonable. because you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You have connection with infinite intelligence. Where have the ideas come to have inventions like flight, the first air travel? Where have the inventions come, like the ideas come for having illumination after dark without fire or oil lamp illumination, the system of electricity? Where has the idea for the internet come in? All of those ideas were here, ever present, but we only access them because certain human beings decided, if I can imagine it, it can be real. So they reasoned with that and then started asking the question, what could I do to create this? Mm-hmm. So they started, it's kind of like, I see it as like the reasoning faculty is you're starting to bring that spiritual nature back into your human nature. And you're starting to like ask, what can I do? Like, what steps could I take? How can I move forward? What haven't I considered yet that actually can create this reality that I can see in my mind? Yeah. And then when you do that, is the end of that quote, what you were sharing, is that you start to live with the license of a higher order of beings. And simply put, what that is saying is like, imagine you getting your driver's license. You have more freedom because you can go where you want to go, do what you want to do, drive where you want to drive.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy what you brought up about the ideas have been here all along.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy because honestly, the difference between like 20,000 years ago and today where we can fly, like those laws were like, we didn't invent those laws.
Yeah, they've been here.
Covered them. They've been here the whole time. So it's like where you want to be in life, like who you want to be, it's there. Like you have access to it.
Yes.
You just have to start thinking in a different way and acting in a different way, but it's there.
Yes.
Yeah.
One other thing that just sparked this in my mind, and I really want to share this. This is how I make logic of things. This is my reasoning. My extraordinary reasoning when I think of building my dreams, that because we always have dreams. I still have dreams that I've not manifested yet. So this is what I'm using myself, is I think I am, like, as I mentioned, I'm a spiritual being having human experience. In my human experience, I have a certain level of vibration because everything is energy. Scientifically, everything is energy. Every single atom of our being, every single atom of the entire universe is vibrating at a certain rate. We call that frequency. It's a certain frequency. And so the vision that you have in your mind, if you can think it, you can have it because you're imaging it. You could see it in your mind, just so we talked about in imagination. And as you could see that, then what you could use is your memory to memorize the feeling of what it's like to be that person and start to embody that. And that changes your vibration. In other words, your feelings. How do you feel on a daily basis? And as you feel more in alignment with the life you want to live, you're going to be willing to take different actions. And as you're taking different actions, you're going to start to attract to yourself different things that are going to be required for you to achieve that dream that you have imagined, which is why you don't need to know how it's all going to work out. You just need to know what's the next step. And so it's reasonable to think, all right, I'm a human being. I'm a mass of molecules, and I control my vibration based on my conscious attention and awareness. And as I expand my awareness, as I expand my consciousness to realize that who I am, then I can change the state of being that I'm in, the vibration that I'm living in on a daily basis. And that will change everything in my outer reality. Because again, I'm willing to take different actions. And then by my actions and by my change of vibration, I'm attracting to myself different things that will be necessary for me to move forward and create that life. I hope that made sense.
Yeah.
Because that just gets me jazzed up. It's like, we all have that power. It's reasonable to assume that what you can imagine can be real. It's possible. You just got to start aligning with that type of reason and start to live from it.
I think that's what I got today.
I'm cool with ending the episode on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if someone wants to find that spiel again, you can just go to the end of the episode. It's easy to find.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I want to make a different episode about that, because I feel like we could talk like a full half. I know I could talk a full half an hour at least about that, about what it means, what I'm talking about, of like being that, you know, a massive molecule is vibrating at a certain rate. There's, you know, infinite number of frequencies and energy and vibration, and our vision is a certain vibration. So it's real because we can imagine it. Like, there's so many different components to that I want to touch on. But suffice to say for this episode, just really ground in this truth that if you can imagine it, it can be real. Reason, use your extraordinary reason to know that you are more than any circumstance, condition, or a situation you will ever face in your life, no matter what's happening in your life, shit may seem horrible right now in your life, and that's okay. You can change that. You have the ability to change it, and you have to start using this higher faculty of reason in an extraordinary way so that you can transcend from these circumstances that you're facing. Mm-hmm. It only happened through this mental faculty.
Boom.
Awesome. Well, use this now, my friend. Listen to this audio. Don't let it be just inspiration. I love the quote by Mary Morrissey where she says, inspiration without action is merely entertainment. So do something. If there's some idea that popped in your mind because of this episode, go take action on it. Otherwise, this really is just entertainment. And I promise you, we are not Netflix. So we'll talk to you on another episode, the next episode on perception, and we'll close it out.
Sweet.
Peace. That's it for today. So thanks for tuning in, and we really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, just connect with us on Instagram. You could always DM us at Kevin Francis Carton
and at Chris J. Carton. And also, if you feel guided to, the one thing we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. This way we can reach more people and impact more lives with this amazing information. With that, we'll see you on the next episode.